Hey, Meet Cute listeners, we are Likewise, a recommendation app for TV shows, movies, books, and podcasts used by millions of romance fans just like you. Everyone has a romance trope they can't get enough of. Whether you're into dark romantic fantasies, enemies to lovers, or slow burns, you can discover more of it on Likewise. You can search for specific genres, tropes, or themes and instantly get recommendations picked specifically for you. Download the Likewise app today.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This is a beginner style workout, so I hope you guys found this one useful. Make sure to give this video a like.
Morning. I started a challenge. One push-up for each day of quarantine. So I did three today, and tomorrow I'll do, four.
You're out of breath from three push-ups?
Hey, okay. Let's see how you do.
Fine.
Get on the floor.
Fine.
Knees up. Come on. All the way down. Oh, okay, up. Boots to the floor.
I don't need you to count for me.
I'll step away. You can do it.
You win, Ben. You're so strong. Oh, my God. Dolly's going to make love with you. you made me coffee.
Oh, yeah. It's the whipped kind from TikTok all the kids are making.
That was really thoughtful.
Yeah, it was no big deal. I just want to try it out. I was, every time I pick up my phone, that's all I see.
Yeah,
so.
No, okay. Well, thanks anyways, Rumi.
Hey, if you're free Sunday, Seymour is doing a Zoom cooking class for our family. He's teaching his famous Bolognese. Bolognese.
What else would I be doing?
I don't know. Washing your hair. Zoom drinks with your friends from high school. Oh, you could learn that cool savage dance.
Dude, my hips do not work that way.
I saw Frankie's is selling sourdough starter. I don't know about you, but I've always wanted to bake my own bread and no time like quarantine, right?
Which nation's flag is a white cross on a red background?
What?
The crossword puzzle. I'm stuck. Ugh.
Switzerland.
No, it doesn't fit.
Well, okay, so do you want to do sourdough?
No, Denmark! Denmark.
Right, so that's a yes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's walk by Frankie's and see if they have that wine from Slovenia that you like so much.
Yes. Maybe tomorrow morning you could teach me the crossword tricks.
Oh, who directed When Harry Met Sally?
Easy, Rob Reiner.
Yes, let's add that to our movie list.
No way. That movie's so sappy.
Baby Mama's more your speed since you're, looking.
That's a rule number 6 violation.
Oh, I'm so sorry, sir. Is there anything I could do to maybe get out of this?
I think you need to put a dollar in our jar.
Why don't you write me a dissertation about how we have rules that don't matter?
I think I will. Double spaced. See here? So Lewis and I would meet at this bodega every morning and play Pogs before school. Well, until he got expelled.
Lewis got expelled?
Figures, right? He cheated on the ACTs.
Shut
up. I'm serious. Look, his heart was in the right place. A friend of ours is really just terrible at math. And Lewis had always been freakishly good at remembering all the equations and stuff. Also, he knew all those calculator things. He'd flip it around and it would say boobs.
Yeah.
Anyways, our buddy told Lewis that he'd walk Lewis's dog for the rest of high school if Lewis took the ACT for him. And you know how much Lewis loves a story?
And what, hates dogs? Why?
No. No, he hates being told to do something.
Which explains his flourishing career.
Yeah, well, anyways, after all that, Lewis got sent away to boarding school, so he ended up not having to walk the dog anyway.
Oh, God. Lulu!
Lulu! That's a new one. Lulu! Oh. Okay, hold up. This right here? Wait, right here. This is the corner where I had my first kiss.
Wow, at 37?
Shut up. No, I was so nervous. I remember I was just telling myself constantly, like, okay, Ben, you have to do it before you get to 10th Street.
Wait, it's 12th Street.
Yeah, I needed the extra blocks to work up the courage.
Hey, how have I never heard any of these stories?
I don't know. I guess I was busy trying to impress you while we were together. I guess now I don't care if you think I'm a nerd.
I was a nerd too as a kid. Okay, we didn't have cable, so I had like zero cultural references outside of like Full House, and I wore braces till college.
No way. I would like to pitch our movie tonight. What do you say we watch Goodfellas?
Aw, dude, that's like 3 hours long.
Yeah, but it's my favorite movie, and it's the best movie of all time. Let's be real. And also, you've never seen it, which is insane.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Fine. But I'm picking dinner.
All I ask is you stay on theme. I'm talking marinara.
No,
you know,
no,
the meatballs.
No. You. What are you doing? Really?
What?
I can barely hear over your slip. Like, why do you always do that? You know it drives me crazy.
Well, maybe we'd order Italian.
Let it go. Like, you didn't get your way.
Dude, it was a joke. You know, in Japan, it's a sign of respect to slurp.
Ramen is Chinese.
No, it's definitely Japanese.
Imported to Japan from China. Google it.
Hold on. I'm going to pause a minute. Oh, no. Okay, we're both kind of right.
Oh, my God. You're infuriating.
Per Wikipedia, ramen is a Japanese adaptation of Chinese wheat noodles.
I'm going to sleep.
We have 2 hours left in the movie.
Well, I can barely hear the movie, and it sucks anyway.
I gotta admit the truth. It's the greatest movie of all time. Onions! Oh my, I've been to 3 bodegas and 2 supermarkets, and I couldn't find them anywhere. Sweet golden orbs.
Wait, now hurry out of that, Ben.
Oh, I'm good. I made a mask out of an old t-shirt, so... I think Rosemary actually is going to skip tonight.
You can make a vegetarian version. I don't want her to feel left out.
No, it's okay. See?
Uh-oh. You sure you two are just roommates?
Definitely, yes.
All of the pain, none of the perks.
Yeah. It's only been a week, but... Look, if this lockdown gets extended, I am going
to
die.
Why not ask her to move out?
Yeah, you know, I care about her. I can't just kick her out in the middle of a pandemic. Besides, she hasn't got a job here, and she's trying to save for London.
She has family, right?
Yeah, they just don't really get along.
And you do. Morning, good afternoon,
good evening, whatever it is. Ben, turn Cuomo down. We're cooking here. Okay, any missing ingredients? There's only one substitution that is unacceptable. When I first took over the kitchen to Farrah's, they were making bolognese with... Skim milk! You gotta use whole milk. Once we put the whole milk back in the bolognese, the books, they were slammed. Mr. De Niro had a standing reservation every Friday.
Every Friday night at 9 o'clock.
Heard that one before, have you, Ben?
We've all heard it before.
All right. So, your ground beef is ready to go. I'm sure Ben spent a fortune on his at some hipster butcher back in Brooklyn.
All right. Hey, want to help?
Beef?
Yeah, we could skip it.
I don't want to ruin your fun.
You're not. You're just going to have to listen to, you know, Seymour tell stories about the good old days for an hour.
I like Seymour's stories.
You know, there's Beyond Beef in the fridge.
Ben, you got a sous chef over there?
Yeah, she's the head chef, Seymour.
Ha, that's what I like to hear.
Sorry for overreacting last night.
It's okay.
Ben, look alive. You got hot beef on the stove. Have you all heard the story of the time we got our first 3-star review in the Times?
Aren't you sorry? It's fine. Forget it.
It was September 1974.
Hey, what do you say when we reach the counter, let's get 3 different bottles of red, and we can do a blind tasting? Next. Invite Laura and Louis via Zoom?
I love that. I'll text Marley. Look at us, getting creative.
Only took 12 days. Oh, shoot. I forgot to do my push-ups today.
Yeah, well, they say it takes 21 days to form a habit. Too bad quarantine's only going to be 14.
You don't actually believe that, right?
What?
Well, quarantine. I mean, everything keeps getting worse. You see in the news. They're definitely going to extend it.
But I thought it was like we were trying to flatten the curve or whatever.
No, I think the curve is flattening us.
What about, like, London? And I'm supposed to be moving and starting grad school.
Next! What can I get you to?
Hey, make sure you've wrapped the paper tight around the bottle. I don't want you guys to see the label.
I saw the labels when they delivered the...
Marley, we're just having fun. Laura isn't joining, Louis?
Nope, she's not feeling great. It's not coronavirus. It's just some sort of stomach bug or something.
I heard coronavirus can start with digestive issues. Be careful.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought. Okay, take it away, Mr. Somm.
I think you mean Mr. Barback.
Excuse me, I'm a bartender. And before the furlough, Frankie let me set the by-the-glass menu.
Oh, yeah, you made it. By-the-glass menu.
Wow, what a great accent.
Okay, look, go ahead and taste the first wine. All right. What notes do you get on the palate?
Gamay.
Don't ruin the game, Rosemary.
I thought we were supposed to guess the wine.
I was also going to guess Gamay.
See?
Okay, that's right. It was a 2019 Gamay from Beaujolais. Hey, use a coaster. I'm not your housekeeper.
God, sorry. Chill out, Ben.
I see your roommateship is flourishing.
It's a good thing RCA is having students on campus for summer sessions. Ben is dying to have me out of his hair.
I'm actually just dying to live without your hair. It's in every crevice of my home.
You still planning on heading off next week? I heard London already extended their lockdown.
Yeah, I'm like trying to figure it out. I keep calling the airline only to be on hold for like hours.
All Rosemary cares about is her career and getting to London for her precious grad school. So where there's a will, there's a way, right?
What is your deal?
I don't have a deal. I mean, look, we're only in the middle of a global pandemic. People are literally dying left and right. They set up a morgue down the street. And the only thing you can think about right now is yourself.
Anything would be better than putting up with your bullshit for 2 weeks.
Wow, well, this wine is a little jammy, wouldn't you say? Anyone, any other people?
This was such a mistake. I can't be stuck with this asshole for another month.
To try apologizing.
But he's the one that embarrassed me in front of you and Louis. I'm not apologizing.
How about when they go low, we go high?
I'm not as strong as Michelle Obama. If I go high, it's gonna be high rise. Maybe move in with you?
I adore you, but absolutely not.
Come on, please. I'll get tested.
It's basically impossible to get a test right now. And they're giving out tons of false negatives. Seriously, Rosemary, I'm at risk. I have IBS.
But we haven't gone anywhere.
Didn't you just go to Frankie's to get the wine and to the grocery store to see the guy who wears a shirt for a mask?
I didn't make out with him. I mean, maybe I should just go home, go to my parents, save some money before London.
Okay, do you really want to even get on a plane right now? That's basically asking to get coronavirus. You can't do that, Rosemary. And, like, good luck even trying to find a flight.
What options do I have?
I don't know. Apologize to Ben and go from there. It's not that hard.
You don't get... I hate when you're rational.
We can stay in. We don't go to work.
Louis, she was out of line, right?
I mean, she just called you Mr. Barback.
It was the principal. She was making fun of the whole tasting, which I set up just to help us all have a little fun and just escape from reality for a second. It was just rude, right? And never mind her extremely disgusting living habits. I mean, this girl leaves crumbs and hair everywhere. Did I not notice this when we were dating before?
Two words, sex goggles. Wait, is she overhearing all of this?
No, she's out walking. She's still seething. Hey, did you see Cuomo extended lockdown another month?
Yep. Are you going to let her stay?
She can't afford to live on her own, you know, and... It's not like I can either.
True dat.
I just have to focus on our film and the dating apps. Oh, hey, I didn't tell you. I actually just matched with two women, both of them over the age of 32, says wants kids in their bio.
That's great, man.
Yeah. Oh, hey, actually, I could use your help. What's a better opener? Give me your best sourdough tips or How many items of clothing have you tie-dyed during quarantine?
Sourdough, for sure. Or you could ask for banana bread recipes. Laura's actually been on the hunt for some.
Okay. Messaging that. That sounds good. Another match. Hallie, she's 35, from Philly, and works as an investment banker.
Oh, you could be a sugar baby.
Well, hopefully she's interested in dating a partially employed, struggling documentary filmmaker.
Shoot your shot, man. It's quarantine. All bets are off. Besides, our film's gonna hit, and then you won't even need that stupid part-time job at Frankie's.
You're right. I just don't know how I'm gonna get through the next month with this freaking disgusting monster in my head. Shit.
Yeah, the feeling's mutual, prick face.
Ah, can't wait to unpack this one.
First we know something, then we don't know it. Then we find out, then it's wrong. It's always changing. The facts and data always changing.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.